Yesterday, here in Philadelphia, at the Liberty Bell, I met a lot of Americans who do have the will. Are you here? There's the 3 million of them over there. From arch-religious conservatives to young secular radicals. I just got an incredible, overpowering sense that this was possible yesterday. We're calling it the One Campaign to put an end to AIDS and extreme poverty in Africa. They believe we can do it. So do I. I really, really do believe it. And I just want you to know, I think this is obvious, but I'm not really going in for the warm, fuzzy feeling thing. I'm not a hippie. I do not have flowers in my hair. I come from punk rock, all right? The Clash wore army boots, not Birkenstocks, all right? I believe America can do this. I believe that this generation can do this. In fact, I want to hear an argument about why we shouldn't. I know idealism is not playing on the radio right now. You don't see it on TV. Irony is on heavy rotation. The knowingness, the smirk, the tired joke. I've tried them all out. But I tell you this, outside of this campus and even inside it, idealism is under siege, beset by materialism, narcissism, and all the other isms of indifference. Bagism, shagism, ragism, badism, graduateism, jismism, I don't know. Where's John Lennon when you need him? But I don't want to make you cop to idealism, not in front of your parents or your younger siblings. But what about Americanism? Will you cop to that at least? It's not everywhere in fashion these days, Americanism. Not very big in Europe, truth be told. No less on Ivy League college campuses. But it all depends on your definition of Americanism.